Romans chapter 9. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 2. That it might stand only by him who calls. Romans chapter 9. Verses 1 through 13. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit, that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises. Of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed God. Amen. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect. For they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Isaac your seed shall be called, that is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted as the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son, and not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Beloved saints, today we would like to share the word of God through the words of Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 13, under the title, Not of Works, but of Him Who Calls. The Apostle Paul speaks in today's main text of the great sorrow and unceasing pain in his heart. He said that he tells the truth in Christ and does not lie. He said his conscience bears witness in the Holy Spirit. Because of what was his heart so in pain? It was because of the salvation of his kinsmen according to the flesh. That is, the people of Israel. Israel was a nation that received God's great grace. To them belonged the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the law, the worship, and the promises. The fathers were also theirs. And according to the flesh, Christ also came from them. Jesus Christ is God, who is over all, to be praised forever. Even so, they did not know Christ. Therefore, there was great pain in the Apostle Paul's heart. However, the Apostle Paul says here that the word of God has not failed. He says that they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. He says that the children of the flesh are not the children of God, but only the children of the promise are counted as the seed. This word is also very important to us today. There are many people who say they believe in Jesus, but they are not all children of God. There are many people who attend church, But they are not all spiritual Israel. The children whom God recognizes are those who believe the word of God's promise. They are those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and received the removal of sin. They are those who believe the salvation that Jesus Christ accomplished through baptism, the cross, and resurrection. Paul's sorrow was in the salvation of souls. The Apostle Paul had deep sorrow toward his nation, Israel. He said, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh." Romans chapter 9, verse 3. Of course, it is not God's will that he actually be cut off from Christ. However, it means that he earnestly desired the salvation of his nation that much. For those who know the gospel, there is this kind of sorrow. It breaks one's heart to see the souls of one's family, one's nation, one's neighbors, and one's generation not receiving salvation. The heart arises, saying, they too must hear the gospel of the water and the Spirit. They too must know the baptism and cross of Jesus. They too must receive the removal of sin in their hearts. Paul knew well the privileges that the Israelites had. They received the law and the worship, the covenants and the promises. However, they did not accept Jesus Christ, whom those promises pointed to. They had the shadow, but missed the reality. They had the law, but did not know Jesus, who is the completion of the law. It is the same today. Even if they have the Bible, attend church, and offer worship, if they do not know the gospel of the water and the Spirit, that Jesus took charge of their sins through the baptism, he received from John and received the judgment for those sins on the cross, sin remains in their hearts. Therefore, we too must have a heart like Paul's. We must earnestly desire that souls be saved by the true gospel. Not all fleshly Israel is spiritual Israel. The main text says, "For they are not all Israel who are of Israel." Romans chapter 9, verse 6. This word is very important. It means that just because they are the people of Israel fleshly, they are not all spiritual Israel recognized by God. Just because they have the lineage of Abraham does not mean they all become children of faith. It is the same today. Just because parents attend church does not mean their children automatically become children of God. Just because one has registered at a church does not mean one becomes a child of God. Just because one participated in a baptismal ceremony or religious rituals does not mean one is born again. A child of God is one who is born by the Word of God. It is one whose sins of the heart are washed away by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The word that the seed of Abraham are not all his children means that faith does not come by lineage or religious outward appearance. The faith that God recognizes is the faith that believes the word. It is the faith that accepts into the heart the salvation God accomplished just as he promised. What is the promise God gave us? It is that Jesus Christ came to this earth, took charge of all the sins of the world by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected from the dead to make us righteous. The one who believes this word is spiritual Israel. Isaac was a child born of the word of promise. Abraham had Ishmael, and also had Isaac. Ishmael was also a child born of Abraham's flesh. However, God said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called." Romans chapter 9, verse 7. Why is that? It is because Isaac was a child born by God's promise. Abraham and Sarah were already old. Sarah was in a state where she could not bear a child humanly. However, God spoke, "At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son." Romans chapter 9, verse 9. Isaac was born exactly as God had spoken. Ishmael was a child obtained by human methods. He was a child obtained by fleshly methods, unable to wait for God's promise. However, Isaac was not a child made by human strength, but a child made by God's word. This word teaches us the essence of the gospel. A person does not become a child of God by their own effort. A person does not become a child of God by keeping the law well and diligently living a religious life. When one believes the word God promised, one becomes a child of God. The person who believes the word that Jesus took charge of all our sins through the baptism he received from John. The person who believes the word that he received the judgment of our sins on the cross. And the person who believes the word that he gave us new life through resurrection is the child of promise. He who is born of the word is a child of God. God said that the children of the flesh are not the children of God, but only the children of the promise are counted as the seed. Therefore, a child of God is one who is born of the word. Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. He said that unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Being born of water and the Spirit is being born again by Jesus, baptism, and the witness of the Holy Spirit. The baptism Jesus received from John is the event where our sins were passed on to Jesus. The cross is the event where those sins were judged. The Holy Spirit comes into the heart of the one who believes this gospel and bears witness that they are a child of God. A person is not born again by religious determination. One is not born again by repeating prayers of repentance. One is not born again by human good deeds. The word of God must enter the heart. The word that all my sins were passed unto Jesus when Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist must be believed. The word that Jesus paid the full price for my sins on the cross must be believed. When there is that faith, a person becomes a child of God. When there is that faith, sin disappears from the heart. When there is that faith, one becomes a child of promise like Isaac. Jacob and Esau show God's election. The main text also speaks of Rebekah's two sons, Jacob and Esau, when they were not yet born, nor had done any good or evil. God spoke, "The older shall serve the younger." Also, as it is written, he said, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." People easily misunderstand this word. They think as if God loved Jacob and hated Esau for no reason. However, God is not an unrighteous person. God is a fair person. We must look at this word in Christ. Looking at him humanly, Jacob was a lacking person. He was cunning, weak, and a person who could not receive blessings by his own strength. However, he knew that he needed God's blessing. He was a person who knew his own lack. He was a person who tried to hold on to God's promise and blessing. Esau, on the contrary, was a fleshly strong person. He was good at hunting, had strength, and was a person who believed in his own abilities. He treated the birthright lightly. He thought he could live by his own strength. He relied on his fleshly ability rather than the grace and mercy God gives. Whom does God love? Is it a person like Esau, who believes in his own strength? Or a person like Jacob, who knows his lack and holds on to God's mercy? God loves those like Jacob. God's election is an election in Christ. The Bible says that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. The important word here is in Christ. God did not choose us without Jesus Christ. God did not, without any reason, make some people go to heaven and some people go to hell. God established the plan of salvation in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. Man is a weak being who cannot help but commit sin. He cannot keep the law perfectly. He cannot become righteous by his own strength. So God determined to send Jesus Christ and save us through baptism. The cross and resurrection, this is God's predestination. This is God's election. God determined to make anyone who believes the salvation Jesus Christ accomplished by water, blood, and the Holy Spirit into a child of God. Therefore, if one wants to know election, one must not look at one's own emotions. One must not look at one's own religious life either. One must look at whether one believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. One must look at whether one believes that Jesus took charge of my sins through baptism and was judged for my sins on the cross. The one who believes that gospel is the one who has received election in Christ. It is not of works, but of him who calls. The main text says that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. Romans chapter 9, verse 11. God's will is not of works. A person is not saved by keeping the law well. A person does not become a child of God by doing many good deeds. A person is not saved by adding their own merit either. Salvation is of him who calls. The one who calls us is Jesus Christ. The Lord calls those who labor and are heavy laden. He calls the person who is in pain because of the burden of sin. The person who despairs because of their own weakness. And the person who realizes before the law that they are one who will go to hell. The Lord says, I took charge of your sins. I received the judgment in your place. I saved you. I am your shepherd. I am your King of love. Come to me. I will give you rest. The one who responds to this calling receives salvation. The one who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit that the Lord accomplished becomes a child of God. Not the one who tries to stand by their own works, but the one who stands by the grace of the Lord who calls is the one who has received election. Jesus called us by water, blood, and the Holy Spirit. When God called us, he did not call us vaguely. Jesus Christ came to this earth and actually accomplished the work of salvation. Jesus is the Son of God and is God. He came to this earth clothed in a human body to save us. When he became 30 years old, He received baptism from John the Baptist. That baptism is the event where all our sins were passed on to Jesus. Like the laying on of hands in the Old Testament, John the Baptist gave baptism to Jesus as the representative of mankind. And at that time all the sins of the world were transferred to Jesus. And Jesus went to the cross. Why did he die on the cross? It is because he took charge of our sins through baptism. Since the wages of sin is death, Jesus bore our sins instead and received the judgment on the cross. And he resurrected from the dead and gave us new life. This is the salvation of Jesus Christ, who came by water, blood, and the Holy Spirit. The one who believes this gospel receives the removal of sin. The one who believes this gospel is the one who has responded to God's calling. The person who tries to add their own merit does not know the grace of salvation. People constantly try to add their own merit. I prayed a lot. I gave a lot of offerings. I served the church a lot. I tried hard to keep the law. I prayed prayers of repentance a lot. They try to put forth these things before God. However, in salvation, not even 0.1% of human merit can enter. Jesus accomplished it all. Jesus received the transfer of all our sins through the baptism he received from John. Received the judgment for all our sins on the cross. And made us live by his resurrection. There is nothing we can add to this. We only believe. Sins do not disappear by praying prayers of repentance a lot. It is necessary for a person to confess their sins. But the power to eliminate sin is not in prayers of repentance. The one who eliminated sin is Jesus Christ. Only Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection completely eliminated our sins. Therefore, the person who tries to be saved by adding even a little of their own merit is a person who does not yet know the gospel. One must entirely rely on what God has done. That is faith. The one who accepts God's word as it is blessed. The reason God made Isaac a child of promise was because he was one born of the word. The reason God loved Jacob was because he was one who held onto God's blessing and mercy, not his own strength. It is the same for us today. We must accept God's word as it is. Jesus took charge of all my sins through the baptism he received from John. Jesus received the judgment for all my sins on the cross. Jesus resurrected and made me righteous. We must believe this word as it is. The word must remain in the heart, not emotional experiences. Human testimonies, or religious zeal, but God's word must be in the heart. When one holds on to the word, one receives salvation, faith grows, and the strength to serve God arises. Life is in the word of God. One is born again by the seed of the word. The one who believes God's promise is one like Isaac, and the one who responds to him who calls is one like Jacob. Let us respond with faith to the voice of the Lord who calls. Beloved saints, God's election is not of works. It is only of him who calls. God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, and determined to save us by the water, blood, and Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Isaac was one born by the word of promise. Jacob was lacking, but he was one who held on to God's blessing. God loves not the one who boasts of his own strength, but the one who holds on to God's word and mercy. Jesus Christ calls us. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He calls those who are in pain, bearing the burden of sin. Those who despair because of their own weakness, and those who realize before the law that they are ones who will go to hell. And he says, I took charge of all your sins. I received all the judgment of your sins. I saved you. We must respond to this calling. We must not put forth our own merit, but believe what God has done. We must believe in our hearts. Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. That faith makes us become children of God. I hope that all of us become those born by the word of promise like Isaac, and those who hold on to God's mercy like Jacob, to stand firm by the grace of the Lord who calls. And I hope we become servants of faith who preach this gospel of the water and the Spirit to the souls who do not yet know it. Amen.